This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, one of our favorite interviews on this program, Talking Baseball, is Matt Snyder from CBS Sports. And I say that because he just so happens to be on the air right now. I don't say that only because he's on the air. I also say it because I really do like chatting with him about the national pastime. Matt, thanks so much for taking some time. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm great. About a week until I'll be headed to the All-Star game, so good times.
Always nice. Fun. The All-Star game, I think, you know, that's the part we don't get. It's just how much fun it is for everybody to go, be there, the event. I know teams, you know, front office people don't get a chance to see each other all year, get to get together at the All-Star game. Is the All-Star game the unofficial place where some of the trade talking begins?
I don't know about that. I've never heard anything like that it's special for that or anything. And I mean, in this day and age, that's why I always think that the winter meetings have gotten to the point where it's kind of worthless, because people talk with technology all the time these days. But I guess it is better to meet face to face. So I suppose it's possible. We've seen deals come together shortly after the All-Star game. Remember Manny Machado to the Dodgers? That was pretty quick. Like, from the Orioles to the Dodgers, that was pretty quick, like right after the All-Star game. So, yeah, I suppose it's possible. I'd never even really thought about that before.
Yeah. One thing we always think about this time of year, once the All-Star selections are announced, are some of the snubs. And you wrote about that today in CBSSports.com. One thing you didn't have to mention in your article was any Padres getting snubbed. We got everybody and then some to the All-Star game. Were you a little surprised that the Padres ended up with five? I mean, we're kind of in the same neck of the woods as the Phillies and Dodgers with that.
Yeah, not really, because if you look at the individuals who all made it, they're all worthy. So it's not like anybody is kind of out of whack and they don't deserve to make it. It just so happens that they're a pretty top-heavy team this year. And, you know, even if you lumped in players that are generally all-star caliber, like Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, there's a lot of star power on that team. It's just kind of thin. I didn't think, like I said, I thought they all deserved to make it. So, you know, I didn't have a problem with it at all.
Even Arise, because I've seen some, maybe it's the analytic people who want to pick on Arise because he, you know, doesn't put up the power type numbers.
Yeah.
I love to watch this guy hit, so I'm happy he's in the All-Star game. But do you think that people who have a gripe, do they have a real gripe or no?
He would be the one where possibly you could argue against that. I'm trying to think of who, like, if Christian Walker should probably be on the team, but I would have Christian Walker before Pete Alonso, for example. I think it makes the team more well-rounded. I'm sure that it's completely driven by batting average, and there are a lot of people who don't like bothering with batting average to this day and age. I still maintain that, well, it's the third most important raise stat, because it's not as important as on-base percentage, it's not as important as slugging percentage. It's still important. And when the league average isn't down in the 240s and you've got a guy hitting over 300, he's valuable. So I think you can justify it.
Talking to Matt Snyder, CBSSports.com, here on 97.3 The Fan. Now, Jackson Merrill, it was a nice surprise for us all here in San Diego to see him make it to the All-Star team. And it's not like he's just being thrown in because he's a rookie and they need his name out there. What have you do you think he was, A, deserving of an All-Star spot, and B, what have you thought of his season so far?
He was definitely deserving. I mean, I think maybe you could make an argument for, like, Brandon Nimmo over him or something, but that's unexciting there. And, you know, it's this is, I don't think that you should change your criteria or anything to make room for something like this, but I think you've got to give him credit when he'd never played center field before this season and he learned it on the fly in the spring. And then to be in double digits in home runs and stolen bases, that's a well-rounded player right there. So I am perfectly good with him being on the team. Even if he was one of the last guys taken, I like having him there. I think it's a good selection.
Matt, I don't know if you heard, he's the first Padre rookie ever to make the All-Star team.
Ever?
Yeah.
No, I did not hear that.
That is crazy. I thought for sure. I just thought off the top of my head that Benito Santiago, who was a rookie of the year back in the day, had made an All-Star, but apparently not. So,
well,
just a little
didn't he have a long hitting streak? Maybe his hitting
he
streak
did.
Was after the All-Star break.
It must have
break.
Been after the All-Star break. Absolutely, yeah.
Because that's one thing that sticks out in my mind as a kid was the long hitting streak, and he was Rookie of the Year. So, yeah, I would have thought that, too.
Yeah, yeah, Jackson Merrill's the first. There are 32 guys that are first-time All-Stars overall, and probably a few more will be added, you know, in the days to come. Does that tell us anything? What it tells me is that guys are better sooner than they ever were before.
Yeah, I think so. It probably started back in 2011 with Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado all coming up together and kind of taking the league by force. And then it continued with Ronald Acuna Jr. and Juan Soto at such a young age. And now it continues up through this generation. Guys, like you said, they're better than ever at a younger age. But also there's veterans in there that are first timers, like Seth Lugo and like age 34, putting it all together. So there are good stories sprinkled throughout in terms of like a broad takeaway, other than the players are better than ever at a younger age. No, not really. It's kind of a coincidence, I think, like I said, because you mix in guys like Lugo who are first timers as veterans, or Jurickson and Profar, for example, just putting it all together finally after all these years. We just had a lot of stuff coincidentally happen this season.
It is true. There has been a lot of stuff that's happened. And you just mentioned Jurickson and Profar. We're talking to Matt Snyder of CBSSports.com. And I was saying this on Friday. It seems like Jurickson and Profar is annoying to everyone except for Padres fans, because it seems like everyone has an issue with something that he does, whether he runs around the bases too slow or he celebrates a walk-off hit too much. What are your thoughts on Profar? Do you think he's kind of annoying?
No, not at all. I'm not a Padres fan, so there you go.
There we go.
I have not heard of this annoyance. So it's, well, I mean, when he's not running the bases as fast as he's protecting from injury.
Thank you.
Yeah. And when the celebration thing is absolutely nonsense, because everybody, not everybody, but a lot of guys celebrate. That's weird. No, I think what sums up Profar to me, the way he's put everything together this year, and they've needed him because Machado started slow, Bogarts went down, Tatis is down right now. He had to step up, and he's stepped up and then some. But a perfect illustration for me is that game last week, Wednesday or Thursday. And no, I think it was Friday. When they brought in Robert Suarez. Yeah, and he gave up the grand slam, and then he gave up that two-run bomb to Randall Grichuk. And then Profar led off the bottom of the ninth with that home run. It's like that was a perfect illustration of what he's meant to this team. It's when everything else goes wrong, there's Profar right there to pick everybody up.
Yeah, I said the same thing about Profar. I don't think he's the MVP of the league, but he's done MVP-type things. You know,
yes.
those are kinds of things that happen. Let's go real quick back to Jackson Merrill. Paul Skenes is a revelation. The fans in San Diego are already mad because they think Jackson Merrill's going to lose the Rookie of the Year to Paul Skenes. I don't know if they'd be right to be mad, but how do you see that, or is it too early to tell? Because Skenes seems like he's almost
probably
a gimme.
Yeah, it's probably too early to tell because Skenes has only had 10 starts. By the end of the year, you don't know, are the Pirates going to shut him down? Are they going to limit his workload? They were handling him with kid gloves at the start of the year. So it's hard telling how much of a workload he's going to have. But let's say if he ends up around 100 innings, gosh, it's awfully tough for me to give it to a pitcher with only 100 innings, you know?
Oh,
but if he gets up to like 135 to 140, he's probably going to have so much value there that you'd have to give it to him over Merrill. It'll be interesting to see how both play in the second half. And again, how much of workload the Pirates allow Skenes to take on. But Skenes obviously would be the sexy pick. It seems like that's all anybody wants to talk about. And he might start the All-Star game, which would be amazing. He's the first ever guy to be drafted number one overall and then make the All-Star team the very next year. So that's a heck of a story. It's just, it's only 10 starts. It's not even 60 innings. So what kind of workload is he going to end up with?
This is why I love Matt. He has everything in perspective. Because
we have a chance for Jackson Merrill to still win because there's people like Matt out there.
Exactly. And I saw this. I got a newsletter every day from a baseball site. And it said Paul Skenes. It was going through all the big things he's done so far this year. And it said struck out Ohtani on 3 pitches over 100 miles an hour. No one talks about the next at-bat when Ohtani took him deep for a 2-run shot. I don't understand. I mean, I do understand the Paul Skenes
love. He's 5-0 with a 2-something ERA.
And you
he's
know
doing
what?
Okay.
For the Scraby Show, I'm going to go over his run support because he's getting help from the run support as well, Chris.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I was curious to see. Obviously, anybody who says that people think WAR is the only stat that matters, that's nonsense. It's just a tool. It's a catch-all. They're in essentially a dead heat in WAR right now. Baseballreference.com's version, Jackson Merrill's 2.5 WAR, Paul Skenes is 2.6. So if somebody was looking at that, they're in a dead heat.
All right, real quick, Matt, trade deadline. If you're the Padres, you just had a nice run. You won 12 out of 15 games, but you also just heard that Yu Darvish is on personal leave and may not be back at all. We don't even know. And some of these teams in the wild card are 2-3 games behind. You know, a couple of them are going to make a run. So the Padres probably have to do something, don't they? And if so, you know, would it be a tinker thing, or do you think that they can pull off something big? I mean, AJ Preller, I guess we never know.
He's a mad scientist. So, yeah. If you look at the construction of the roster, you have to be all in. Right, you have to pretty much do whatever you can to make the playoffs and hope that they make a deep playoff run. Otherwise, what are we even doing with all these huge contracts? And you know, I know they traded Juan Soto 1 year away from free agency, but still, the rest of the makeup of the roster says win now. Look, we just saw the Diamondbacks make the World Series from 84 wins last year. The Padres team 2 years ago was maddeningly inconsistent, and they never got Tatis back, and they were waiting all year for that, and they ended up in the NLCS. So they know all too well that all you've got to do is make it there and then anything can happen. So I think they've got to be all in. It's just, it's so hard to find the sellers right now. Like, I think that the Blue Jays and Tigers have probably fallen enough down that you can say they're sellers. But, you know, and we see a report about the Rangers, maybe they'll be sellers now. But above them in the American League, the Rays are too close, even though they just traded Savale. That was to make room for Shane Boz. But there's, you know, 9-10 teams in contention. On the National League side, the Cubs have the third worst record after the Marlins and Rockies, who are obvious sellers. But the Cubs are 5.5 out. It's kind of hard to sell when you're 5.5 out. I think the Nationals seemed like they would be a seller, but they're only 5 out. So it's going to be tough because there are teams. Let's say the Orioles, for example, if they decide to flex their muscles, they have so much more prospect depth than the Padres do, and they desperately need starting pitching and bullpen help. It's going to be tough out there.
I think that's kind of what baseball had in mind, you know, by extending the wild card to keep more people in it and keep there from being a bunch of sell-offs in the month of July. Matt, always great talking to you. Enjoy the All-Star game and the festivities next week. And I can never thank you enough for, you know, consistently coming on our show and making time for us.
Seriously,
really do appreciate it. Thanks again, and look forward to talking to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.